George Floyd's brother asks United Nations to investigate U.S. policing. By Penny Starr on June 18, 2020. Philonise Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, the black man who died last month at the hands of Minneapolis police, is asking the United Nations to investigate policing in the United States for racism and police brutality. "The way you saw my brother tortured and murdered on camera is the way black people are treated by police in America," Philonise Floyd told the globalist organization. The New York Times reported on the emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council, a rogue group based in Geneva from which President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. in 2018. A group of African states presented a draft resolution on Tuesday calling for an international commission of inquiry into abuses resulting in deaths of black people in the United States. At Wednesday's session, African states put forth a watered-down version of the earlier draft, one calling instead for Michelle Bachelet, the United Nations human rights chief, to conduct an inquiry with the help of other United Nations experts. That would be a much more modest response than a full-fledged commission of inquiry. "You and the United Nations are your brothers and sisters' keepers in America, and you have the power to help us get justice for my brother George Floyd," he said. "I am asking you to help him. I am asking you to help me. I am asking you to help us, black people in America." The Times reported that the emergency meeting is only the fifth convened as an urgent debate in its 16-year history. "We are not above scrutiny," Andrew Brimberg, the American ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, said in a statement, adding that racism is a problem in many places around the world and the U.S. has been addressing policing issues. "Any resolution that calls out countries by name should be inclusive, noting the many countries where racism is a problem," Brimberg said. As Breitbart News has repeatedly reported, the same globalist organization that is threatening the United States ignores flagrant human rights abuses around the world, including in China where blacks were thrown out of hotels and were banned from restaurants during the coronavirus pandemic. Also in April, McDonald's temporarily closed a restaurant in Guangzhou, China, because it denied service to black customers. In May, Human Rights Watch called on Africa to unequivocally call on the Chinese government to cease all discrimination against Africans in China. The debate on the Council's response was scheduled to continue on Thursday, with a vote on any action perhaps coming as soon as the end of the day, the Times said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.